Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, September 25th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, are you in grade 11 or 12 and interested in spending a few days in Ottawa with 30 other Christian youth? Well, we've got some details here that you do not want to miss. The ARPA team is traveling west to BC, and Ed is in Washington State this week. So let's get right into it. If you're in grade 11 or 12, we have got some exciting news for you. Check this out.
ARPA God in Government 2020.
Join us to listen to some great presentations, talk to MPs, sit down on committees, and have some fun.
ARPA God in Government 2020.
We can't wait to see you there.
So go to arpacanada.ca/ggy2020 for details, to see videos from last year, and to register. Deadline is December 7th. Now, fall tour continues in BC this week. Over to you guys.
Hey, Colin. Hello here from Vernon. So yesterday night, we were in Langley with our first fall tour stop in BC. We had a great turnout. We had a great few presentations and great interaction with the attendees there. Now we're hoping to replicate that here in Vernon. So we're also hoping, so last week I mentioned a potential easy mail on conversion therapy. I'm happy to say that's now up on our website. So if you're interested in sending an easy mail on conversion therapy, and we encourage you BC residents to go and do that, it's up on our website now. You'll also be hearing more about this topic of conversion therapy if you attend some of our future fall tour events later this week. Also, one other thing that we're working on is that in a couple weeks, there will be the life chains happening across BC and across Canada. Some of the local ARPA chapters are helping to set those up. So if your chapter is involved, or even if your local pro-life society is the one organizing it, we encourage you to take the time on a Saturday or a Sunday to go out and protect and advocate for the rights of the preborn. Back to you, Colin.
Fall tour continues in BC for the rest of this week in Abbotsford tonight, Chilliwack tomorrow, and Smithers on Friday. After that, it's off to Alberta and then Manitoba later in October. You can go to arpacanada.ca/falltour19 for all the details. Now, Ed joins us from Washington. What's going on there, Ed?
Hey, thanks, Colin. I'm here in Sumas, Washington at the National Principals Conference here meeting with our principals in our reform schools, and the general topic is culture. This has been really cool because they've been speaking about things like our mission and our identity of schools and transferring that. How does that transfer into staff culture and school culture and student culture? And then where ARPA Canada comes in, we're going to apply that to the general culture all around us. So I'll be speaking to principals and to school board members about cultural engagement and direct advocacy with our partners, working with partners, with like-minded partners, to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ in the public square, to represent our schools, and to also talk about our policies. So I'm hoping to leave our principals and school board members with a hope-filled presentation, encouraging them to clearly define themselves as schools and their policies, which do define our schools. And so that we can also use this to engage with our government leaders to promote who we are and also to protect our vulnerable children, putting respectful pressure on our governments to make good laws, laws that protect our vulnerable children. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.